Good evening. I would like to welcome the following new subscribers to the pack. Cameron Sheldon, Fredo915, Ismael Sanchez, Michael_Alexandra, CG Triple Threat Records, Plan B, 3023 Forever, Hooker's Honey, Mem09, Kelvinges, Chico008, 3509, Vulturalis, GeoCentauri99, Bromac3. If you are a new subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message. I do not always get notifications for all new subscribers. Also, thank you Men Walk Away for the super chat on MGTOW TV. Tonight's topic is: how do you control your emotions? This was a topic request from Shadewalker. I have to state, I am not a doctor, therapist, psychologist, etc. This is just from my perspective only. This is a great topic considering the times we live in. As you may know, I did 20 years in the Air Force. I deployed 8 times. When you join the military, you have to follow orders. You cannot argue, debate, talk your way out of it, or quit. If you do, very bad things will happen. Most of my career I had thick skin and could handle almost anything thrown at me. On my final deployment, I realized I was starting to break down after almost 20 years of it. The good old days for me were gone. The military had turned woke and now the younger crowd was in. A large portion of the new crowd that is entering is very lazy, they do not want to work, and they do not like taking orders. I started to show extreme anger. Luckily, I did not cave to my emotions. The times we are living in right now are very crazy. It is very easy to get pissed off, angry, etc. The way our country is being run, woke agenda, and the genocentric society are some of the big factors. You could Google how to control your emotions or buy books and read about it. I am just going to list popular ways to handle your emotions and give my comments. Some common methods used are: take a look at the impact of your emotions. Intense emotions aren't all bad. Aim for regulation, not repression. Identify what you're feeling. Accept your emotions, all of them. Keep a mood journal. Take a deep breath. Know when to express yourself. Give yourself some space. Try meditation. Stay on top of stress. Talk to a therapist. Those methods may work for some people. Now I am going to address the elephant in the room: head meds. I once dated a crazy red-head Australian chick. She and her friend were obsessed with popping pills. The main ones they always wanted were pain medications. In my opinion, they overused them. It got so bad that me and my ex-girlfriend left the state and her friend busted into the house and stole her pills. Make no mistake, damn near 50% of women today are on some kind of medication. Is that wrong? I think it is not good to load your body with pills for the rest of your life. After 8th deployment, I was put on meds. Once I retired, I stopped taking them. I knock women a lot of the time because I myself had taken the pills, and all it did was make me tired and exhausted all the time. Yes, there are many medical problems, such as PTSD, which is common in the military. Do what works best for you. I have never taken illegal drugs. I know Mary Jane is very popular and is becoming legal in some states. Since I have never taken it, I cannot speak of the effects of it. You all can comment if it helps you control your emotions. Again, I knock women because I have done what they have done. I went to therapy after my 8th deployment, and all it really was, it was a bitching session over and over. I never fixed the problem. We all have things that trigger our emotions. I have no issues sharing what some of mine were and are. I have to speak in code, as always, because of the overlords on the tube. Some of the things I am talking about would be frowned upon, but I will still get the message across. The hijacking of the plane. I know who really won the rights to fly the big bird in the sky. I followed everything, all of the investigations and evidence that were never shown to the masses. Half of the country feels the way I do. With this change of who was flying the plane came lots of new changes. I knew the incoming circus had a different stance on many things. I started to buy up weapons while I still could with relative ease. I had not been on speaking terms with my younger brother prior to this. I took an oath to defend against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. My youngest brother heard from my family that I was buying weapons. He reported me to the alphabet agencies and they interviewed me. They asked me if I was going to kill donkeys. Obviously, I was not. I had done nothing wrong. They let me go on my way. I feel my younger brother was trying to pour salt in my wounds. He was happy about the plane being hijacked. The reason I told this story. Know your rights. I had the right to exercise my Second Amendment. Also, know that you have to cut certain people from your life. I had to cut my younger brother from my life. I no longer interact with him in any way. My younger brother is the polar opposite of me. He lived in my older brother's basement, collecting unemployment, sitting on his ass. If you keep people around that are always fighting with you, getting under your skin, etc., it will toy with your emotions. This includes family, friends, co-workers, anyone who tries to bring you down rather than build you up. That is one of the methods I use to control my emotions. It is very effective for me. I remove myself from situations and places that I consider toxic. I like to live in isolation and let only the people that align with me in. If you surround yourself with people who are against you, you are shooting yourself in the foot and will never have control over your emotions. I am sure many of you have friends, co-workers, ex-girlfriends, etc. that try to stick around you. They are like vultures in the sky, always keeping tabs on you. You need to block them from your life. I use the block button very often. Simps, white knights, cucks, lefties, fembots, ex-partners, you name it, I block them. I am not letting them into my house. Hell no. I also use stoicism. That is another very effective tool. If you are stoic, you have thick skin. All that stuff people throw at you will not affect you. You ignore them, or do not care what they say or do. They are like barking dogs. You know that showing emotions will not change anything. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are driving the max speed limit. You are in a single lane. Someone is riding your bumper. You might be pissed off, but you know that speeding up could result in a speeding ticket. This is a case where rational thought can overcome your emotions. Think rationally, do not think emotionally. Women are the ones who think with their emotions all the time. Stoicism is a big topic of its own. I think of it as having thick skin. Just look at the Canadian truckers. They expressed their point without having to burn, loot, and destroy things. They did not break any laws. They did things rational and logically. They did not become emotional. Another good way to control your emotions. Exercising. You can burn off a lot of calories and also a lot of built-up stress. You want to live a healthy life and you have many added benefits from working out. You can also combine this with escaping from stress and chaos. If you go for a run through the forest trails, it can be very therapeutic. I like to live away from the masses and find being alone is almost like a form of meditation. It is a more hardcore mode of being monk. Eventually, I want to buy a very large acreage. I do not deal with crime, traffic, city regulations, or nosy neighbors. I have peace, quiet, freedom, and I have room for all my toys. Lastly, I have hobbies that take my time and attention. I do not think about bad things when I am engaged in hobbies I enjoy. I try to keep myself in positive environments. I just was hired last night. I am retired from the military, but I have very big aspirations. I chose a very low-stress job. I will be a one-man show running the place. My pay is not amazing. But I have multiple streams of income, and I am hoping to achieve six-figure income someday. In closing, some of you may be able to work in toxic environments. You may be able to control your emotions. You will be rewarded for that. You will receive higher pay. I did my time and it paid off. Now I choose lower pay for less stress. Let me give a quick recap. These methods are what I use. You just need to find what works best for you. 1. Cut toxic people from your life. 2. Learn to be stoic and control your emotions. 3. Exercise and eat healthy. 4. Put yourself in places that you enjoy, both on and off work. 5. Do hobbies that you enjoy. 6. If you have any stressors in your life, try to conquer them if you can. These are what work for me. Thank you, Shade Walker, for the topic request. I enjoyed covering it. Making this content is also therapeutic for me. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, a news article, a personal story, or are seeking advice, shoot me an email or message, and I may cover it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a